from Tidbits on September 29th, 2008. This is the audio version of Fix 5002 Error When Updating iPhone Apps, written by Doug McLean. For the last week or so, some percentage of iPhone/iPod Touch users have been experiencing an annoying App Store error when updating their apps in iTunes 8. The error message reads, "We could not complete your iTunes Store request. An unknown error occurred. 5002. Whether the problem lies with iTunes 8, with iPhone Software 2.1, or the App Store itself remains unclear, but users on Apple's discussion boards have uncovered several fixes for the problem. They include 1. The most popular fix is to look through your collection of apps in iTunes 8 for generic black and white icons and delete them. iTunes prompts to make sure you want to remove the app from your library and then to see if you want to delete the actual files. Click Move to Trash to do that. Next, repurchase the apps from the App Store to download them again. Apple won't charge you. You will see a dialog asking if you want to buy the app, but a subsequent dialog confirms that you can download for free. After clearing and downloading apps with generic icons, updating should work properly. 2. If the idea of deleting and re-downloading sounds like a pain, there is another option. Again, look for apps with generic icons, select them and choose File, Get Info. That's Command-I. iTunes will complain the app can't be found and will ask you if you want to find it. Click Yes, then direct it to the copy sitting in your music/iTunes/mobile applications folder. This appears to fix some kind of broken alias and allows you to update successfully. 3. In rare circumstances, the offending app will not have a generic icon. In this case, you need to find the app for which iTunes gives you the same can't find it message when you view the Get Info window for that app. Once you find the troublemaker, the steps are the same as described above. For a fast way to scan through your apps, select the first one, choose File Get Info, and then click the Next button in the lower left of the Get Info window. 4. Finally, you can also try starting the update process in the iPhone or iPod Touch itself, rather than via iTunes 8 on the Mac. If that succeeds, a subsequent sync with iTunes 8 may clear up the problem. A smaller number of users have succeeded with this solution. Hopefully, we'll soon see an update, most likely to iTunes 8 or to iPhone Software 2.1, that will solve this problem going forward. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, see the screenshots in this article, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for a good job on this one from our staff writer, Doug McLean. It's his first full article for Tidbits.